New York City will become the first in the country to require proof of vaccination for indoor dining, gyms, and performances. It's an effort to put pressure on people to get vaccinated. COVID-19 cases are rising across the country. Louisiana is set to break a record for COVID-19 hospitalizations set in early January before vaccines were widely available. The vast majority of the state's roughly 2,000 patients are unvaccinated and infected with the Delta variant. This prompted Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards to reimpose a temporary statewide mask mandate beginning tomorrow. And he joins me now on Skype. Governor, welcome.
Thank you, Jane. It's good to be with you and all of your listeners.
Well, thank you. Explain why you're making this decision now.
Well, we're in a very bad place. This Delta variant has proved to be the perfect storm for us. Only 37-38% of our state's population is fully vaccinated. And we have a record number of people in the hospital with COVID-19. It's very clear that we have to slow transmission and reduce the disease burden. And the only way to do that is by reimposing a mask mandate.
So, Governor, starting tomorrow, schools, businesses, universities, churches, any indoor setting will require a face mask for entry. Do you think people will follow this order?
Well, yes. I guess it's just part of human nature. And even before the CDC revised its recommendations, we did that as a recommendation here. And quite frankly, we did not get the level of compliance that we needed to have any material effect on the transmission. And so I do think we will get it. I certainly hope so.
And are you going to enforce the mask mandate this time in any way?
We will enforce it as we always have. But, you know, when you have 4.6 million people, tens of thousands of businesses and so forth, you don't enforce your way through that. Ultimately, either the people of Louisiana are going to step up and do what's necessary, be good neighbors to one another and protect themselves and their families, or they're not. I bet on the people of Louisiana to do what is right. Certainly, we won't have 100% compliance. I don't think that's ever achievable, but we will have enough people to do this and drive it down and buy some time for our hospitals. And the ability to bring in staffing assistance is extremely limited.
Well, let me ask you about that, because a federal disaster medical assistance team is now providing support at a hospital in Baton Rouge. How are they assisting, and could more teams be deployed to other hospitals in your state?
First of all, this is a team that comes from HHS, and typically we would see them in Louisiana following a hurricane, and we have them on the ground here in Baton Rouge at our largest hospital, Our Lady of the Lake. But it's really limited numbers of people. We're also working with private vendors that we have contracts with to bring in additional staffing. Jane, we have over 40 hospitals asking for staffing assistance. At the end of the day, we think that best case scenario, we're going to be able to provide assistance to six or seven. So we're trying to prioritize them. You know, our largest hospital system in the state, the CEO called me on Friday. He's got 500 employees out with COVID. And we had a shortage going into this surge. And when we talk about capacity in our hospitals, we're not talking about beds, ventilators, PPE. We're talking about staffing. And that is the limiting factor here, as it is across the country right now.
Well, schools in your state are set to resume in-person classes as soon as next week in some districts. And yesterday we spoke with the physician in chief at Children's Hospital New Orleans, and he told us that they're seeing an increase in cases in pediatric COVID. Kids are getting really sick from the Delta variant. So given that, Governor, do you think it's safe to resume in-person learning in the middle of this new surge of cases in Louisiana?
I do, but I think it's safe because we have the mask mandate in place. And the first school district in the state actually started school yesterday. And over the next couple of weeks, all of our 69 school districts will be open. But yesterday, for example, Jane, we announced 11,108 cases. Now, this is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday's cases. 2,079 of them were children under 17. But with masking, I do believe that kids can safely be in the classroom. I think they need to be in the classroom in person, not just for the best education, but for their social and emotional wellness, for nutrition purposes. But we've got to make it safe, and that's why we included K-12 schools in the mask mandate.
Governor Edwards, in the midst of this really difficult COVID surge in Louisiana, you're also seeing, interestingly, vaccination rates increase there. 153% increase last week from the week before. Have you reached a moment, sir, where people are more scared of the virus than the vaccine?
Well, you know, I think that that's part of it. You know, it was always true that a number of people were saying, I'm not against getting it. I'm just going to wait until I'm more comfortable. And they're more comfortable now, both because we have administered so many shots here and around the country, and the vaccine is proving safe and effective. But also on the other side of the equation, they now have a more concern about the virus itself. So that's helping them to make the decision. We had gotten down to where we were doing about 2,000 shots per day. We're now at 11,000 to 12,000 shots per day and growing. And I hope that that will continue because we have a long way to go in Louisiana to get enough people vaccinated where we can have a material effect on the virus and its transmission.
John Bel Edwards is the governor of Louisiana. Governor, good luck to you, and thank you very much for taking the time today.
Jane, thank you. I appreciate you and your listeners.